Our God.
Come, we give you justice, love, mercy,
turn to sing as we invite the children forward.
You can't measure it. You just know it does. Isn't that a good thing? Yeah. I have one of each. One, we just got back from vacation. We had a chance to spend some time with our 5 granddaughters. So that was absolutely spectacular. And our concern is that their other grandma has some medical conditions that are fairly serious, so I'm asking for some prayers for their grandma Robin. And that's it. Thank you.
All right. We're glad to have two of our influenza B people back with us.
I just ask for continued prayers for my brother-in-law. He now has a little bit of movement in his fingers and his toes, but still no feeling anywhere. And he will be in the hospital for 2 more months, and he's going to have to go to some rehab facility at that time. And his rehab could take up to 2 years.
What is his first name?
Larry.
Larry. Prayers for continued healing for Larry. All right, who else has a joy or concern? Going up here first.
I'd like prayers for my college roommate, Judy. She just got diagnosed with breast cancer. And continued prayers for my good friend, Michelle, who has pancreatic cancer. The treatments are doing a remarkable job of shrinking her tumor, but she's struggling with the effects of the treatments.
Thank you.
Prayers for our granddaughters who graduated from UMD yesterday amongst the big crowd, and she's venturing out to New York for her job with Estee Lauder. So,
oh my.
Yeah, so they're going scouting today. They're flying out to see what it's all about. And so, but prayers for her.
What's your first name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Prayers for Stephanie as she goes out into the world. Other joys or concerns? Some of you know Joyce Benson. She's over at Pines 3, and she's been here a few times. She's a member over at Hillside. She was just diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and I said, where? And she said, a lot of places. So she definitely needs our prayers as she tries to figure out what exactly that means for her. Other joys, concerns?
I'm asking for prayers for my grandson, Matthew, who's in school for nurses training and also is a musician. And this past week, his back went out.
Oh, no.
And so he can't walk and do much of anything. But the doctor said that he's doing what he can for him. But the thing that the pill that he has to take, he has to wait another week before he can take that. So,
okay.
God bless him.
Yes, we will keep him in our prayers. Sally?
Continued prayers for my cousin Connie. She's a year older than me. She lives in Florida. She has congestive heart failure, and life is not very good for her. And so she's really having a struggle. Please pray for her.
Other joys or concerns? Well, many of you know my joys. This has been a good week for me. I'm glad I don't have to have chemo, so that's yay team. I'm going to get more on the radiation stuff next week. And I also sold my house in 12 hours, so. Even for those of you who don't win legally, it's still good I sold my house. So, let us be in a time of silent prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come to you with hearts that need to be open to your word and your love. There's so much around us that tears at us and causes us to tremble. Keep us ever mindful of your presence and the hope that you have given us through Christ Jesus. We ask you to guide us as we struggle to spread the good news and keep us focused on the ministry to which you have called us and lead us forward. We know, Lord, that there will often be bumps and holes in the road along the way, but save us from dwelling on them and make us secure in the goals you have placed before us. Hear our prayers, spoken and not spoken, for all who need your tender touch, touch of healing in their lives, those who deal with grief, those who deal with addiction, and those who just are too far away to see you, Lord. May we all remember the love and grace that your faithful people have brought to the world. These are our prayers, Lord, together with those that lie on our hearts. We offer them all to you in the name of Jesus, who brings us together and who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. I invite you now to rise as you're able as we sing the hymn of promise.
You are my friends if you do what I command. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last forever, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I'm giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. This is the word of God.
I had no idea you're that big a geek. Surgery day. I mean, I have been well cared for. so that I can stand here and say, I feel good. I've got some ways to go, but I feel good. And that is how God's love shows itself. God's love says, we must be in community. If I had tried to do this alone, I mean, I got yelled at for what I did do by myself. But if I had tried to do this alone, I never would have made it. The church continued because we have two awesome administrative assistants who picked up all the slack. I feel like my cancer has affected them more than me. Because we all come together. I have a couple people who, yes, signed a card, bosom buddies. So there is joy and laughter and love everywhere. And I think there can be no greater example. And I know a lot of you have experienced that as well. Someone has from here or from Leicester Park has walked with you through a hard time and a good time. And that is how we show this greatest love. We cannot say, I'm just going to do it alone. I don't need to come to church. I can just be spiritual on my own and have my time with God. It just doesn't work this way. As Christians, Jesus said we need to come together to experience this love and grace on our own together. It seems so weird, on our own together. But we each have a spiritual journey on our own, and then we have a greater spiritual journey together. And when we let this love, this great love of Jesus into our lives, it doesn't just affect when we're having a bad time. It allows us to open ourselves to not be afraid of the world around us, the people we meet who are different. You know, those of you who were here last week, bless your hearts that no one peeped when Muriel walked up to give me a hug and say goodbye in the middle of the sermon. Because that's what she needs. And we are all here for her. There are so many ways to show our love. But number one is that we cannot be afraid to connect with other people. We cannot be afraid of people who look different to us, sound different to us, live a different kind of life. Because as we add people to our lives, we are enriched and we grow and our hearts are open to even more of God's love and to give that love further out, which is what we're called to do, because we are no longer called servants. Servants don't know, aren't part of the planning of their master. We are friends. We are friends with Jesus, which means we're part of the discussion. We're part of what goes on. We are called to be part of bringing this great kingdom into the world through love. You know, if you sing that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, it takes on a different tone when you think about, no, not just somebody you kick around with, but someone with whom you are helping to create the world of justice and peace that God is calling us to. So, we are part of the plan. And the commandments that we have been given to love one another is what our faith is about. About loving God, about loving one another, not being afraid to step out together as individuals and as a faith community to say, we believe, come join us. Let us pray. Gracious and wondrous God, your love surrounds us. As Rob said, it is immeasurable because it is in us and around us. but we can see it every time we open our eyes and look to another person. Help us, Lord, to share this great love with all in our lives, wherever we may be, so that we can continue to build the world that you call us to build. Amen. Let us now continue our worship with the bringing forth of the offering.
Thank you.
die as one of us. Before Jesus' death on the cross, he took bread, broke it, and said, "Eat this bread, it is my body, and remember me." After supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "Drink this wine, it is my blood, and remember me." By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to the church and made all things new. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. By your Holy Spirit, make this bread and wine to be for us the body and blood of Christ. So fill us with your love that, being one with Christ, we may daily welcome your creation with acts of compassion and justice. Through Christ with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
All are welcome at Christ's table. As I said, the ushers will welcome you up. If you prefer to have communion brought to you where you're sitting, just let the ushers know and we will be sure to do that. Do you want people to sing, or you just, that's the song that's in there?
Oh, I was just, they don't have.
Then let us come to the table. Let us pray. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for the mystery that is Holy Communion, that brings us together, that shows us that greatest love, for we are all one in you. Amen. Now is our time of announcements, and my first announcement is I'm sorry, Anita. Anita is our communion steward, and she has a little extra work today. On the new carpet, even. Yeah, I know. Just a reminder to wear your name tags. If you don't have a name tag and would like one, there's a list out by the name tags where you can just sign up. And if you aren't getting the email that we send out every week and you'd like that, or you would like the newsletter that should have just come out, there's a list out there for that, as well as the list to, you know, read scripture. Let's see. Robin, I think you have a bunch of announcements, don't you?
Okay, first of all, we're still continuing for bringing your shoes in, so don't forget your shoes, please. And then our spring celebration is going to be May 20th. And so, as I said, everyone is invited. Make sure you come that day. It's going to be a lot of fun because we're putting together the Encore Hygiene Health Kits. And in the bulletin, you can see there's a list of them, what we need. And then also on the narthex, there's a little list there, and also on the welcoming table. So just if you want to grab a list, please bring them because we're going to be putting them together during the spring celebration. So we'll have a couple weeks. Bring them anytime. If you know, the church is open, drop them off. Thank you much.
All right. Other announcements. All right.
It's a beautiful time in May when the flowers are starting to pop out, so my flower chart here is empty, and we need flowers for our altar, so I hope you'll put your name down. Thank you.
Nita?
Just a little bit of something to add on to what Robin had to say about our upcoming celebration 2 weeks from today. We're going to have plenty of food, we're going to have games, we're going to have fun, and we're going to have our always famous cake walk. And we would appreciate some donations of cakes if you are willing to do so. It would be fun to have lots of cakes.
You don't have to say it, though.
No, you can buy it. You can buy it. That's just fine, absolutely. And then one other thing that I neglected to mention last Sunday about our upcoming Vacation Bible School, which is on June 12th through the 14th. If you know of any little people in your neighborhood, if you've got grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that would be interested in coming, we would love to have them join us. Or if your children have friends, or if your grandchildren have friends, you want to bring them along, just bring them. We'd love to have them with us.
And what's the ages again for that?
We've got from third grade through, age three through fifth grade, I believe. So, yeah. So anybody here can come and join us.
All right. Other announcements? Oh, sure, Mary. You're on the wrong side.
It's not my fault.
Say something about sitting in the same place, but I won't.
The Dark Country Quilters meet the third Friday of every month. It is not the quilt group from the church, but we show our quilts. The theme is spring. If you have a spring quilt and would like to join us next Friday at 10 o'clock in the Mathis's room, we would love to see you.
All right. Any other announcements? You just waited, didn't you, Sally?
Just worship.
Oh, worship and music is meeting today. It doesn't matter because I got to go back to this one. Worship and music is meeting today in the Mathis room. I know, except I don't have my Fitbit.
Just a reminder for everyone that the H-Wall Memory Cafe will be this Tuesday, 1:30 to 3 in the Matheson Room. If you know of anyone that could benefit from that opportunity to socialize with others who are walking the same dementia journey, we'd love to have you join. I'd also like to thank Rosemary Tripp for the donation of a stunningly beautiful cafe to the cafe. Thank you very much.
And if you have any questions about it, see you afterwards. Next Sunday is Mother's Day, but we will also be celebrating our high school graduates and a couple of straggling college graduates. So that is something to look forward to. Let's just make sure. Next week is actually SBRC, not today. And Mission and Outreach is on Thursday. What? Tuesday, Thursday, you know, they're all the same. It starts with a T. All right. Then I invite you to rise as you
carry on.